I had the pleasure of speaking to Stuart Patterson of Australian band The Empty Threats about their latest single called Phone Call. Just to get started, I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about how you guys formed and what's the origin story. And you guys have been performing for a while, so what's that journey kind of been like?
Yeah, like, I think the origin story, like, technically the band started like 10 years ago in high school. I wasn't even in the band. I think the only person there was Michael, the drummer. But I don't reckon we played our first gig until like 2017.
Right.
And we kind of started out as like a psych band, kind of like many Australian bands at the time. We're kind of like feeding off of that Tame Impala, King Gizzard, and that whole psych scene for a while.
Totally.
And then I think we've kind of just kept forming, and I think Empty Threats is one of the bands that kind of, instead of just stopping and starting a new band, we just, you know, have had lots of many members, and yeah, have eventually just formed into what we are now, which is, you know, what we are now with that new album coming out, and much more of like a hectic live band as well. It takes a long time to like get to that stage and really trust everybody that you're playing with, and yeah. Like, it takes a long time, but I'm glad that we kept persisting.
Yeah, I guess on how you've progressed sonically over the years, your self-titled EP is, I totally get the kind of more Tame Impala type influence, and then Monster Truck Mondays was definitely more noisy and like heavier on the distortion. And I guess with the release of this new single, is it kind of indicating where the upcoming album is going? And could you tell us a little bit maybe about maybe how different your sound is going to be, or if it's the same?
I'd like to believe it's like, because I really like that first EP.
Yeah.
I think that's our second EP, but I feel like first EP in terms of like us pushing and doing things, and then yeah, that's more noisy with the Monster Truck Mondays, and I'd like to believe this new album is maybe a bit of a mix of both.
Right.
But then also it's the first time that we've actually gone into the studio to record it, so it's semi-live. Like, we kind of did the whole A side back to front and the whole B side back to front.
Like all in one go?
Yeah, all in one go.
Oh, crazy.
And then went over and just like did a bunch of overdubs with guitars and vocals. So it's kind of like half live, but like all the beds are, yeah, just from A side to B side, essentially. We've never been able to do more of a live album, which makes a lot of sense for us because that's kind of our strength as a band, our live sound.
Right, so would you say the recording process was pretty hectic, or what was that like?
Yeah, definitely hectic. I think, we kind of just, like, we went over to Flinders Ranges, which is about 3-4 hours north of Adelaide, which is just middle of the desert, and we just essentially just stayed at this old sheep ranch for 2 weeks, and there's not much internet there, and you kind of just, you know, having bonfires every night, and there's a generator to plug your guitar amps into, and we just kind of forced ourselves to, like, all right, let's like write a body of work that's just really cohesive, and then let's go into the studio straight afterwards for 2 weeks and just smash it out, like, so we could play the whole album back to front before we even started recording it, which was very hectic. Like, you know, we got it to the end of it and we needed a break from each other.
Wait, so you wrote the entire album on the farm in 2 weeks? Is that right? And
yeah.
Then that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I think for us that works best because you're kind of there every day and you get into this mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, I personally much prefer that than kind of just having like one rehearsal every week and you kind of forget what you're doing, and it kind of becomes, like, I suppose with Monster Truck Mondays and everything, before that, it's, I think the writing process was really drawn out, like 6 months to a year. So I think things are kind of a bit more not as connected as this new album's going to be.
And I guess that leads well into, so you released your single Phone Call. Congrats, it's it's really great.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, like, sonically kind of chaotic, but in the best way. Like, you've got, is it a saxophone or like a clarinet at the beginning that kind of runs
saxophone.
Through? Saxophone. Was kind of, how does that come together? Because I feel like there's a lot of kind of sounds that kind of come out of nowhere, and I just, how did that all happen?
So it's the first one on the album, and it's actually connected to the next song, so it's that song is kind of like an intro to the album in a way. So it's like, yeah, this chaotic mess, and it's kind of, it doesn't really go back to anything or resolve, it just keeps going. And then it, like, in the live set and in the album, the way that we recorded it is it just goes into this weird interlude and then straight into the next song. So, yeah, it's kind of just like, in terms of a single, it's a bit of a weird one. It's, yeah, not really, you know, it doesn't have a big catchy chorus or things that you can kind of like, yeah, I don't know. I think if for us, it's a weird single to release for the first one, but because it's the first song on the album, then it kind of makes sense as an intro.
And what, I guess, is there a story behind the single or?
Well, I think for a lot of our writing, and especially this one, is kind of using our intuition and just going with it. And I think that's what we do best as a band. We kind of just, we all sit down in a room and just let it happen and, you know, whatever comes to our brain first. So I think this one was very much that. And yeah, it's like a brain rot song, the way that I see it. It's just, you know, says some things and then it moves on, and it never really kind of, yeah, like the end bit is a bit, you know, it's just repeating these words that have meaning but don't have meaning, and it's like, okay, in and out of your brain kind of thing.
And that really follows on, I guess, into the themes of your video, you know, like someone's vomiting, like, green gunge, I don't know how, like, slime, I don't know how else to say, there's someone
yeah,
in
that's
a
pretty much it.
Demonic kind of mask. And it looks, are you in a school gym?
Pardon?
Are you in a school gym in the video?
It looks like it. Actually in, like, an old, like, I want to say bowling alley or... like, laser tag gym.
Right.
Yeah, but definitely gives that kind of vibe, hey.
Yeah, because who... Did you guys do it just as a band, or who worked on it with you, and what was the inspiration behind it?
So Connor Mercury, who does all our videos, essentially just pitched a backwards idea clip because it's all shot backwards. So we had to learn how to play the song backwards, if that makes sense, and then they record us and then put it backwards. So it looks like we're playing forwards, but it's actually going backwards. So that's essentially the thing. And he's like, oh, I want you to throw up, and then it's backwards.
I don't know why that's not working well in my head, but yes.
Yeah, it doesn't really work well in my head. And we were all really confused on the day trying to do that. But recording, playing it backwards, singing it backwards, trying to dance backwards.
Yeah.
And then
can you dance
using that
backwards?
Footage and then just swapping, flipping that over. Yeah,
right.
I don't know. It gets my head in.
No, I feel like it's good just from what you've said about the introduction song kind of being a little brain rot and almost nonsense kind of vibes. It makes a lot of sense.
Nonsense. The more nonsense, the better, really.
Yeah. You've been talking a lot about your live performances, and I'm kind of gutted I won't be able to make it to any of your shows, but you're touring later this month, is that correct?
Yes, we will. Just in Australia.
Yeah.
But we're hoping to come back to Aotearoa potentially mid-year and end of the year.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah, because we were there last year in March for Camp Aloham.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that was incredible. We really love it over there.
What are the vibes of your stage show like? What can you describe a little bit about how they kind of go?
Kind of just chaotic. Like, I suppose for us it's really a big emotional release to perform.
Yeah.
Like we're all very neurodivergent and neurodivergent, queer, and just, you know, there's a lot of things that all of us individually have felt that we don't really fit into this world for a lot of things, especially growing up in school or, you know. Yeah, so I suppose like the live performance is very much like a big outlet for that, where it's like, you know, you've got the stage for 45 minutes, so,
yeah,
you know, you can do whatever the hell you want kind of thing. And yeah, I kind of use it as like a medication.
The best kind. That was Stuart Patterson from the Empty Threats speaking to me about the song I just played called Phone Call. We're going to take a really quick break, but keep it on the beat.